Can I ask a question?
No. Go ahead.
But I know we're talking about spiritual growth here, right? And of course you guys are fathers and you're talking to young people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that kids.
Is the spiritual growth we're talking about here, is it a matter of age group? Or is it a matter of as you grow and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ more and more? Because you're talking to us as if it's a matter of age group, you're talking to young people, okay, and then my father, you know, so if you could expound on that, I believe that'll be helpful for me at least.
I think there's a certain amount of degree where age comes in, but I think really what we're getting here is the spiritual relationship, the experience with the Lord, the thought of, as Brother Mark mentioned, because you have known Him who's from the beginning. It's known by experience, not just head knowledge. And in fact, as we're young, head knowledge seems to be the most important thing. And it shouldn't be, but we often think that that should be our emphasis. But what he's talking about here with the fathers is known by communication. It implies communication and prayer. That there's been a real relationship by experience. Ups, downs, valleys, mountains, everything. By experience. Mm-hmm. And that only comes, yes, it comes by age, but it also comes by where the Lord takes you in the school of God. Where what He allows, the storms He allows in your life. And if He wants to use you, He's going to allow storms, and because he's got to refine us. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is spiritual experience, but maybe there's some other thought.
I just add that a believer who comes to the Lord, let's say at age 65, mm-hmm. is not necessarily going to be a father mm-hmm. in the faith. In fact, is not going to be a father in the faith. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, let's say another believer who's age 20 and has been saved since 5 years old, that 20-year-old may be helpful to that 65-year-old, but wouldn't necessarily have an attitude of responsibility over that 65-year-old. There is something to be said for, as you said, Tim, the things that are learned by experience in life, so that the 20-year-old, you know, Timothy, mm-hmm. was supposed to teach and exhort with confidence, even those who may have been older than him, but to do so in a respectful way. Don't rebuke an elder, but entreat him as a father. And so there's some mixing, I think, overlapping of that. But number of years saved doesn't necessarily translate into one of these categories automatically. But it does have. Life experience does have something to do with that, I think. There's something about maturity that God assigns respect to those who have gone through the experience of years.
I would just add one more. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
In reading this scripture, a woman to be, they think that it's not for her. So somebody say something about that, called a woman.
You're turning in your Bible here, Tim.
Go ahead. You talk while I turn.
I was just saying that for the benefit of the recording. You're turning in your Bible.
I think there's a role that the older sisters play, and we would coincide with the idea of fathers, and that is in I'm looking in Titus chapter 2. Verse 3 says, older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, not giving to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So there's a role for the sisters that are older sisters, for them to play as mothers in the faith. You know, and I think it's an important role. And I would just suggest that, as I said before, oftentimes we emphasize the teacher. And I would really encourage us, if you want something to strive for, strive to be a father to someone. Because as we've already quoted, I think Brother Dave mentioned, in Corinth, they had many teachers, and it didn't help them much. Mm-hmm. They had lots of problems. Mm-hmm. But what the Apostle Paul, through the Spirit of God, says, you need some fathers amongst you. And I believe that we need some spiritual fathers amongst us. Those who are willing to spend the time with the Lord to experience what it means and then to live it in their lives so that they might be able. And in saying spiritual fathers, I would include spiritual mothers.
So what you're saying is that all of us, though we might be young, we can be a father to somebody that's young.
Mm-hmm. That's
there's
right.
always somebody that's young. I think it's important.
And I like the observation, too, that we sometimes think that mature Christians are the really, really busy ones. And so we try to get maybe involved in many things, or we try to get noticed maybe to be involved in, or asked to help in this or that. The fathers aren't doing anything, you might say. The fathers, the ones who are really mature in the faith, are just knowing. And that's what gives them a sense of stability as these fathers, these father figures. I mean, we even use that phrase in the world, right? That somebody is a father figure to someone else. They just are a good... helpful mentor, someone who brings somebody along, who is maybe in the background but is giving good counsel. And the fathers are not they're not known for their maturity because of all the things they can do, not even for all the things that they have done, but because they know him, and that's the role that they can play.
Could I make a comment? This thought of the fathers knowing him. And I think it's gender neutral here in that sense, mm-hmm. spiritually speaking. But knowing him, I believe, would have a sense of an intimate relationship with him and reflecting somewhat of his character. So that the closer I draw to the Lord, get to the Lord, the more I am like him. And that's the thought that comes home to my heart here, that these fathers, they've reached a point where they've spent lots of time with him. Because to get to know some person, you've got to spend time with them. So they've spent lots of years knowing him. It's not just that they know all the different scriptures that there are, which may still be true, but they've actually taken that knowledge and worked through it. And it has really gone from here into their hearts and has an impact in their life. And you've said the same thing. They've experienced it in their lives. And that can be true for both males and females. It's not a male thing. I just thought.
I just had two questions. The first was the word know. It was mentioned in another meeting before in terms of knowing God, that the word know in many places is the same word that's used in speaking to husbands and wives when so-and-so knew his wife. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know if that's the same word that's used here. And then the second question I have has to do with what was said to the children and to the fathers. It said, the children, you have known the father. And then to the fathers, it says, you've known him that is from the beginning. And I want to know what the distinction is between those two.
Regarding the first question, I'm not sure if this will exactly answer your question, but I think one aspect of that question is that it was kind of a Hebrew kind of expression that you find a lot in the Old Testament. I'm not sure if that comparable phrase is in the New Testament to know for certain that it's exactly the same word or the same usage. Maybe somebody else.
It is. I said
you said
don't contradict what he
says. On the other hand. Go ahead.
Well, in John 17, it's the same word. Know is an intimate way. I'm not sure about here how I don't have my Is it?
This is gnosko here.
Okay, so go ahead. Expound.
What was the word in John 17?
Yeah, what's the word in John 17? That's why I can't speak to it.
I don't know.
We don't know.
But one thing I would add is, if you read Darby's note, he says that it's in the perfect tense, the state continues, produced continues. Mm. It's not a transient knowledge. It is something that has been produced and continues. They continue to know. It's not,
That's good.